The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
All through Scripture, what God is saying is, if you'll put me first, I can take care of everything else. And what I want to do is a work in your heart, not just a work in your finances. I want to do a work in your heart. If you'll put me first, watch what happens in every area of your life when I'm first.
Robert Morris helps us understand God's desire to change our hearts and guide us to the blessed life. Next.
Thank you so much for joining us on Life Today. I'm Betty, and this is James, and we have our pastor, Robert, with us today.
Yeah, we do. And Betty can only see real clear through one eye. You know what they do?
You are over there, aren't you?
I'm here.
Yeah, we're going to get you just a second. We're going to talk about this seeing eye over here. Listen, when a retina detaches, I mean, you're the only way to possibly being blind if they can't get it back in place, and they put a gas bubble in your eye, and that's down
it's
to about...
It's still there.
Yeah, it's there. She can kind of see around it, but it takes a while, but we know, and we got the picture, everything looks really close to being lined up. She can see a little bit. She would know you were there, might not recognize you, but hey, thank you for praying for her. Our son had this with both eyes, so boy... What happened to him probably saved her vision because
right.
He said, Mom, you got to get the doctor now. And I'm talking about we were in surgery in less than 48 hours. Thank you for your prayers. Robert Morris is here. We're talking about this book that has taken the message around the world. It's called The Blessed Life. And it was first taught right here when he was asked by our son-in-law, why don't you teach this? I've not done this. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. And didn't you actually have to sit down and for the first time try to write a book, which you didn't even know?
I did lend a tape recorder.
Okay. So. You dictated it.
In 3 days.
That's crazy.
And, I mean, books, you know, have taken over a year for me to write since then. I think 19 books since then. And 3 days. And then we self-published it.
Yep.
Sold 250,000 copies self-published. Millions now, like 40-something languages around the world. And just to let everyone know, to brag on what God's done, because this was my first book, and we're going to talk about giving the first to God, mm-hmm. I felt like God wanted me to give this book to Him. And so all the royalties have gone to building the kingdom.
Millions of dollars to the kingdom, which, by the way, you just need to know this. Robert had no idea, and he talked yesterday. You do need to get Blessed Life. You'll want to get the bonus DVD where we're talking about these specific things. You'll want to get this whole package. I mean, this is the Blessed Life collection. You say, well, why? Because God wants you to live a blessed life. And Jesus said, if you want to find life, see, you really may think, well, I got an idea what great life is. No, He knows exactly what great life is. And He said, if you really want to find it, lose it for me. Now, what does that mean? For my kingdom purpose, with me in kingdom purpose, the King is here. There's a kingdom to come. There's a kingdom that has come. And a lot of people don't make kingdom impact in this life. Sometimes because things get so full of pressure that we think we just got to get to the next kingdom. And even His disciples, after 3 years listening to Him, and He's about to ascend, they said, you going to set the kingdom up now? He said, hang on, dudes. I'm leaving you here to be witnesses, to be ambassadors. I'm leaving you here to make a kingdom impact on planet Earth. Release the weight of my power and my person and who I am all over this planet, because this earth is my garden. Heaven and earth is mine. You're my overseers. Now you get busy doing what I left you here to do. That's what this is about. And so that's the reason we're talking to you about right now, with all the pressure, in the midst of the pressure, we have a certain hope. We have a sure hope. We have an armor. We have a shield. We have a helmet of salvation. We can be overcomers in this life, in this kingdom, in the darkness. We can be a shining light that disperses the darkness and reveals the greatness that is before us because of the greatness of our King and our Father that is here in us right now. So that's really what this is about. And Robert, you know, one of the things people don't seem to get, we talk about losing our life in His kingdom purpose, and then we'll keep learning what that kingdom purpose looks like even more and more. One of the things you pointed out in this, and I can tell you're sitting right here, it's overflowing, because first things first really matters.
Yes.
I mean, all the other commandments are not going to fit right if you don't put God first.
Right.
And if you don't love God with all your heart, you sure don't love yourself right, and you'll never really love your neighbor quite like you should. So first things first, and boy, did God download that on you.
He did, and that really is the first commandment of the ten, is to put God first. But when you think about putting God first and you think about finances, Jesus said where your treasure is, there your heart will be. So where I put my treasure first is where my heart is. It's where my heart follows my treasure.
Wow.
So when I started looking at tithing and all the controversy around it, and Old Testament or New, or do the Levites do it, or storehouse, or what is it? Here's what I thought. What's the principle? What is the principle behind tithing? And the principle is put God first. It's the first 10%. It's all through Scripture. You know, when they went in the Promised Land, he said, bring all of the silver and gold from Jericho into the temple. Why Jericho? It's the first city. You know, when you have your sheep has a lamb, give the first one. Mm-hmm. It takes faith to give the first one. It doesn't take faith to give the 10th one, or the one that's getting in your garden all the time. That doesn't take faith. It takes faith to give the first one before you have other nine. So God, all through Scripture, even Cain and Abel, go back all the way to Cain and Abel. God accepted Abel's offering, and it says very clearly, because it was the firstborn. He didn't accept Cain's offering because it was not first fruits.
Wow.
All through Scripture, what God is saying is, if you'll put me first, I can take care of everything else. And what I want to do is a work in your heart, not just a work in your finances. I want to do a work in your heart. And so when you look at it all through Scripture, when we put God first, and that's really what tithing is, no matter what you believe about where it goes, this or that, 10% to me is just that it's fair. If you make $30,000 or $300,000, it's a penny on every dime. So I think God puts something that's fair to everyone. But what he's really trying to do is say, if you'll put me first, watch what happens in every area of your life when I'm first.
Can you explain, Biddy, when you hear this as a homemaker, how does that hit you? How does that come across, God being first? Because, you know, I think you remember, and Robert, I hadn't read Blessed Life. I didn't even know you. But we actually gave all the money. The ministry had a need. At that time, ministry was just evangelism, winning people to Christ. And we got all the equity out of the first little house that we had. You wouldn't believe it. It was a brick house, and our payments were just over $100 a month. Can you believe that? But when we sold it, we got $30,000. And so we made about $10,000 above what was in it, and we gave it away. Now, here's the real kicker. We had a nice home that we bought later, we were able to get. And God told us to give that entire house to the ministry. This is before I ever read your book, where you talk about giving away the house, the cars, and everything. And Betty, it was a big deal. I'd never read the book, but I understood God said, give it to ministry. The ministry budget back then was less than $1 million a year. And now you know what's happened to the ministry all over the world.
Yeah.
The millions, 25 million lives or more come to Christ, and 17 million, we've been told, just in feeding alone saved, and then millions with water wells. See, just doing that, look at the river that flowed, because people that watch and hear what you're teaching, what happens, when you put him first, it's not a way to get somewhere. It's a way to do what he said do, so that he really is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And when he's first, other things seem to fall in place. It's almost like he organizes in so many ways all the difficult challenges that we face. Is that exactly what you've experienced?
It's exactly what I've experienced. And it's the same thing with getting saved. You know, we don't just add God to our list. We put God first in our life. And when we do that, everything can come into order. When God's not first, nothing can come into order. And so in the finances, because Jesus is the one that said it, you know, it wasn't in my book, it's in his book, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. There's something that changes, and there's something that happened in your hearts when you said, we want to put the kingdom first even when we sell this house, we want to put the kingdom first.
And also, to me, in putting him first, come to the realization of that, because I think a lot of people normally think, oh, me, hard thing. Bad things are coming. I put him first. I'll have nothing, you know. Yeah. But what it has really come to mean to me is, yes, God has blessed us so much. He really has. And I love to bless God, too. And as I bless God, he blesses me. But also, putting him first means when those tough times come, when those heartbreaks come, he's first.
Yeah.
He's still first. And he fulfills all that. He takes away and heals all that hurt or all that disappointment you might have to come. He's first. So he's right there in the midst.
Yeah.
When we were talking about where you would launch this church that God led you to, and really a lot of pretty sad things where really some things weren't handled exactly right that moved you from where you thought you were headed to go out not knowing where, just knowing who I'm following, and we began to pray about it. Interestingly, you settled in when we moved out here to the community 50 years ago of Colleyville, South Lake. South Lake was nothing but cow pastures. I teased about our son Randy when he was 9, hit 2 home runs in one night when we were playing South Lake, their little league team. Well, it wasn't that he hit the ball very far. The lighting at South Lake was so poor they couldn't find the ball. So Randy got 2 home runs. Well, the lighting in South Lake's quite good now.
Yeah,
right? Well, you came out here in an area that was rapidly growing when you came, which is 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
And so it was what some people say, well, it was kind of an upper-end community, wasn't it? Kind of upscale. Oh, yes, it was. It got really upscale, but now keep listening here. Robert, those are the toughest people on the planet to get to put God first.
Yeah.
Jesus said it's easier for, get this is Jesus talking, easier for a camel to go through a needle than a rich man to enter heaven. In the areas that were booming up around the last 20 years where Gateway is, the toughest kind of people on the planet to put God first. But they did it, and they became among the most amazing people on the planet at reaching out to the overlooked, the least of these, and putting God's arms of love around people. Robert, when you start flashing what Gateway Church as kingdom people, you call them kingdom builders, and I say in their kingdom impact people, they release the weight of God's presence, the weight of his power all over his planet, his garden. And Robert, when they start showing what we do for single moms, what we do for marriages, what we do for the overlooked, what we do for orphans, what we do for the hungry, what we do for Israel, I mean, it's just endless. And so what we're seeing is the impossible happen with people who don't get it. But when you get it, it is the most amazing thing you'll see on this earth. It's the kingdom of God revealed through kingdom-building people, through the body of Christ, the church, that doesn't allow the gates of hell, of deception and destruction and division to prevail. If he's first, the body of Christ has the ability to walk over the enemy's intentions like dust under our feet. Isaiah said in Isaiah 51, we can say, this is the kingdom to come he's talking about. Not the last kingdom where there is no enemy. It's where the tormentors are. You'll say to the tormentors, you're no longer going to tell us to lay down, and you walk on us like a smooth road. That day's coming to a screeching halt. And right in that discourse there, he begins to point to the King of Kings. And boy, have you showed the toughest people on the planet to get their attention, that when they put God first, all of a sudden, you don't just have a big house, you have a beautiful home that lives in that house and a beautiful family. Does what I'm saying make sense? Is this in line with what you preach?
Well, we've seen it change people's lives right at our church, but all over the world.
All over the world.
But it's like what you're saying. It changes us on the inside. All of a sudden, we're not living for what we can get anymore.
Right.
We're living for what we can give, who we can help. And think about this. God has all the resources in the world and out of the world, for that matter. He's got everything. And then over here, we've got people that don't even have clean water.
Yep. You got it.
I mean, they don't even have water for their babies. And here's God with everything. So what's in the middle? We are. He wants to get the resources to these people. He's got the resources. He's just looking for someone who will trust him. Mm-hmm. That if we'll put him first and we'll just trust and do whatever we can do, then God's going to give us more to be able to help more people. And this whole truth of God giving us more got so twisted to where I'm going to give so I can get more. But what God was saying, no, give so you can give more. We're trying to help these people over here. And that's exactly what we saw at Gateway Church. That's what we've seen at Life Today, because I've been on the field. Yep. I've seen the wells. I've seen the feeding programs. I've seen the need. And I've looked into the camera and asked your viewers, please, please help, because there's a need. And here's God up there thinking, if I could just find a channel, mm-hmm. a river, someone who will trust me and help other people, I can bless other people through them, but I can also bless them and bless their families.
So that you're even able to do more than you ever even thought.
Yes.
For every need. You know what he said? If you just give a cup of water in my name, a cup of water. What if you gave a well of water? You know what he said? You won't lose your reward. Now, here's where we get in trouble. We start trying to determine what that reward is through our eyes, when it could be the reward of what happens in your children's lives, your grandchildren's lives. I mean, you think about this. I'm the product of a forced sexual relationship, and the doctor refused to abort the baby of that unmarried 40-year-old woman that got raped, and I was born. Three children. One is in heaven. We never come through Christmas, New Year's, we don't think. 8 years ago, 3 days after Christmas, our beautiful little daughter, 40 years old, went to be with the Lord. But we got 11 grandchildren, and now right at the turn of the year in the new, 9 great-grandchildren. That's 20 grandkids. That's a lot. And you know what?
And you're...
We've been giving not only cups of water, wells of water. And I want to tell you something. If you get what Robert's talking about here, we want to send you the book. And in light of what you get with the teaching we're going to be sharing in the DVD, and then the other Blessed Life collection of just insight in the Word of God, where the Word of God is suddenly not just something you carry in a binder, but it's bound up in your heart and it begins to carry you. And there's an overflow. Robert, I'm believing everybody watching all over the world. By the way, this is not the Blessed Life for America. Boy, I mean, we've all gone through hell. The whole world's experienced the pandemic. And only the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who wants to use us to oversee his garden, planet Earth, so that it is fruitful. Robert, I believe the stage is set for the greatest move of God in history. And I think we're going to see that start right now.
It is set. And it's set. What's wonderful is we look at all of the horrible things in the world right now. And yet, like I said, God has all the resources.
Yes, he does.
He has every resource, and he gave the greatest resource, Jesus. So he's just looking for someone that he can flow life through. That's all he's
Absolutely
looking for.
Is. He's looking at yielded clay that he can shape to a vessel of honor, which so often is a channel through which he flows the rivers of living water, which means it is his life flowing freely through every yielded vessel. I want you, and I know how much this means to you, Robert, because you all as a church and you and Debbie and as a family, you've undergirded our outreaches and you've been to the mission field. I want you to listen to Jeannie Rogers, one of the greatest singers that ever lived. You know what? She's become a great singer still, but she's a great missionary. I want you to listen to God speaking through Jeannie. I promise you this. You bless this situation, you're going to begin to release a flow of the river of God's life and the manifestation of his love like you cannot believe. And you can rest assured it'll be poured out all over you, but not only all over you, through you, to people just like the ones you're going to touch and you're going to want to. You're the miracle they've been longing for.
Deadly water is no respecter of persons. It preys on the young and old alike. For a mother named Fidez, the lives of her husband and two young children were taken by waterborne illness. And young Chantel must offer her siblings the same disease-filled water that claimed the life of their mother. These are just a few of the tragic stories that Jeannie Rogers heard throughout her journey in Burundi, Africa. This long road of despair ultimately led her to a grandmother named Kosalita, whose family also suffered great loss.
So how has this water affected your family? What are your fears about these children and this water?
Moved by the weight of Kosalita's tragedy and the strength of her faith, Jeannie asked to pray with her for God's intervention.
I ask, in agreement with her faith, that you change the situation in her family, that you protect the lives of her children and her grandchildren, and all the people of this village. Lord, give them good water, clean water. In Jesus' name, amen. You have a choice. You have a choice of whether you will help this grandmother, these people in this village, get clean water, save their lives.
Honey, what do you want our viewers to hear?
Yeah, like Jeannie, you have a choice to make right here. And she was talking to that grandmother. That grandmother looks around and she doesn't see any hope for her grandchildren. She's lost one grandbaby and will lose many more if we don't get the help she needs. But she still had hope in her heart that somebody was going to hear her cry. Somebody help me, help my grandchildren. And we're them. We're the ones she's asking help from. So please, won't you join us and let's help all these precious families that love their children like we love ours. Give them fresh, clean water to drink. I know you will. I believe that your hearts were touched today. I know you're going to help.
You know, Betty, we've found 350 areas where we know there's water, but we need to give them a well, and where it's manually, because they don't always have reliable power, electricity, but children can pump it. And it's not subject to contamination, but it's sealed and it's a beautiful gift. And they cost $4,800. Did you hear that mother, grandmother saying that I'm asking God to touch it? In other words, I'm praying and I'm asking God. Do you realize that we are talking to the answer to our prayers? Because God does what? He uses his body. We're literally his hands and his arms. Think about this. He wants his body, the church, his family, the family of the perfect father, to put his loving arms around the world he gave his son to redeem. And that is precisely what you're doing, because you can know this. Those missionaries and relief workers that your love sends, they not only give them water for life, they point them to the water of life. And that's why more people have come to Christ in the outreaches where we've fed and drilled wells than have gotten the food and the water. Millions, because they see love manifest. We're going to send you for any gift just to help us in the outreaches of life. We'll send you Robert's book and a gift of $50 or more. We'll send you everything in the whole package. And remember, the wells cost $4,800. Maybe you give $1,200. Maybe you give it all. Maybe you give several wells. I don't know what you can do, but I believe you do God's will. You put first things first. I believe you'll do it. But just right now, I pray you make the gift. Go get your bank card. Write a check, make the life. Get your bank card. Go online or call the number and say, here's my gift. Robert, I'm excited about people literally touching people with the hands of Jesus.
I am too, and I was thinking about, just to say to you personally, every person watching me has a giving testimony. I can guarantee you, if we asked you, tell us about when you gave and what God did, and yet every time we get another opportunity, we seem to struggle. And I'd just like to ask you, do something today. Do something on this opportunity. God's moving your heart. Do something to give life to these precious children.
Thank you, Robert. Robert's going to be with us all week. Please, right now, go online. If you're going to put that check in the mail, call us and tell us what you're sending.
Dirty, disease-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $48 will help provide water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15. $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. And a gift of $4,800 will help sponsor a complete well. With your gift of any amount today, we'll send you Pastor Robert Morris's book, The Blessed Life. In this best-selling book, Pastor Robert shares God's principles for living a blessed life both financially and spiritually. And with your gift of $50 or more, you can request the Blessed Life Collection. This 8-message CD series includes and expands upon Robert Morris's Blessed Life teachings and helps you discover more about God's supernatural favor in your family, finances, and faith. Also included is a Kingdom Living bonus DVD.
We've been applying the principles of the Blessed Life for over 15 years. It's changed our life, and I know it'll change yours.
This is the last day to receive the Blessed Life Collection. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Yeah, I do want to remind you that this is the last day now if you want to get what we're offering. And boy, you're going to be a miracle in somebody's life when you give them water for life. We're going to introduce them to the water of life. Thank you. Last day. Do what God leads you to do.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family. Do not put off this important step to peace of mind. Contact Life Planning Services today. From a brutal childhood to brokering multi-million dollar business deals, Nona Jones realized her past battles were waging a present war. Next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.